This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. And the Mueller report coming up empty is even more devastating for the deep state and the globalist media combine than I thought. They are in ratings, total implosion, free fall. Their credibility, already close to zero, has now gone negative. The Smollett arrogance, because it goes all the way up to Obama, the arrogance of the system letting him off scot-free is now spiraling completely out of control, blowing up in their faces. Their hubris and arrogance meets reality. But first, we've seen a lot of compilations of the Russiagate fail, but here's one of the biggest and most extensive and newest that we posted to InfoWars.com.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Confident now, even more so than I have been throughout the last year, that this nightmare presidency of Donald John Trump will end prematurely and end soon.
If we discover that Donald Trump or his advocates played a role in helping to devise strategy, if they are the ones who came up with Crooked Hillary, I think that is something that would put the question squarely on the table whether or not he should be impeached.
It supposedly happened in 2013, the year Trump hosted the Miss Universe pageant in Moscow.
The bombshell burst Tuesday evening when CNN reported the president-elect and President Obama were briefed on the matter last week. The report included unsubstantiated claims that Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
He dismissed outright the very idea that he would take part in the sordid acts described in the report.
He denied everything. He called it all fake news.
The 35-page dossier on the so-called Russian connection to Trump, with some very salacious allegations, including unsubstantiated claims about Trump in a Moscow hotel room, was not completed until just before the election, and then provided to journalists, the Clinton campaign, and the FBI.
It claims that Donald Trump once visited Russia, stayed in the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow, and then hired prostitutes to perform a golden shower, and that Russia might have the whole thing on tape.
There were surveillance cameras in this room because the building is wired, and that the FSB has this because they automatically have cameras in the room, and they caught this happening.
Donald Trump engaged in perverted acts with prostitutes.
Trump immediately denied the report.
I'd like to ask you about your big Russian pee-pee party.
No, I am not talking about the pee-pee, because it didn't happen.
From there, the president-elect lit into the news media again. He condemned BuzzFeed.
It was a failing pile of garbage writing it. I think they're going to suffer the consequences.
Accused CNN of being CNN, fake news and brushed off persistent attempts by its correspondent to ask a question. Later, CNN's parent company, Time Warner, defended its reporting, and BuzzFeed said it published what it called a newsworthy document.
It claims Trump set out to defile the suite because President Obama and the First Family had once stayed there, and Trump, quote, hated the Obamas.
Everything that I had written in the months prior to that dossier coming out was almost identical to what the CIA had written, because we're intelligence officers. This is what we do.
That corroboration, based on intercepted communications, has given U.S. intelligence and law enforcement, quote, greater confidence in the credibility of some aspects of the dossier.
The most salacious and unverified claims are that the Russian Secret Service, or FSB, secretly filmed Mr. Trump with prostitutes in this Moscow hotel room 3 years ago.
Allegations the special counsel continues to investigate, George.
And so far, it is us as American citizens, it is us in the press.
All right, folks, I got to tell you, I think that's probably the ultimate mainstream media Russia delusion failure compilation. The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, March 27th, 2019, worldwide broadcast. I intend to open the phones up early in the show to get your take on just the rout of the left and how everything they touch is imploding and turning to ashes, except one thing. That's massive censorship by Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Reddit, and all the other suspects to steal the 2018 election, and they're bragging they're going to do it in 2020. Yes, everything they're doing is a failure. The Malazi Ford hoax, the Trump's not going to win hoax, Trump's a Russian agent, all his supporters are Russian agents, are in league with the Russians hoax. All of the hoaxes are falling on their face. And people are really starting to get it in a big way. But you see the arrogance of them letting smell it off because obviously Obama was involved. The evidence is coming out. Obviously, you see all of this unfolding. It's just
good afternoon. Today, as you have figured out, the state made a motion to nolly-prof the charges against Jussie Smollett and to seal the record in this case. We believe that it was the correct result in this case. We're very happy for this result, and we are very anxious for Jussie to get on with his career and his life and to move forward. I'll take any questions.
Was this part of a deferred prosecution deal?
This is not. There is no deferred prosecution. The motion was to nolly-prof, which is a legal technical term for dismiss the charges.
Why did he give up the bond money?
Jussie voluntarily agreed to the forfeiture of the bond money.
So is this
We believe to the city of Chicago, but we don't know.
Is it a deal or not a deal if he's giving up his bond?
There is no deal. The state dismissed the charges.
Was it part of the agreement? What do you have to say to the police department?
Yeah, I can read it. We have nothing to say to the police department except to investigate charges and not try their cases in the press, but to allow matters to be investigated, allow the state to investigate and to bring charges, and not to jump ahead and utilize the press to convict people before they are tried in a court of law.
Are you going to seek legal recourse for the city? Are you going to seek legal recourse for the city or the two brothers?
Next question.
You won't say whether you'll be in court. Not against that.
Do you think that the city put a lot of attention on this because of the pressure that is coming from
I have no idea what occurred in this case.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, why are these people so arrogant? Because they know they've got Obama and the deep state protecting them. Why has Brennan and Clapper and Hillary and Obama and all of them been so arrogant? Because again, they've still got their stay-behind networks inside of the government operating. And so they believe they're protected. They already tried this coup d'etat against the president, this administrative coup d'etat, and they're going to try more. And you better believe all of this is being orchestrated by Barack Obama, who never left D.C. and who moved in a mile and a half from the White House in an armored compound. And they're still executing all these operations. That's why President Trump was asked yesterday if he thought that this went back to Barack Obama. Of course it goes back to Barack Obama. We've known that since Trump got elected. Obama bragged that I've had intelligence agencies spying on Trump, and we know he's a Russian agent, and we're going to probably stop him from being seated as the 45th president. The New York Times interviewed Obama, and he said, we're giving all the data to the media right now to stop him. Then once Trump got into office and Trump pointed out that was illegal, they went, we never did that. That's insane. As if you have no memory. So, yes, of course it goes back to Obama. That's what they've been doing the whole time. But first, here is Rahm Emanuel. Never thought I'd be agreeing with him, but he knows how bad this is. Turning against Obama and Obama's lawyers and others that were directly over this. Don't forget, the head attorney over the county attorney's office is buddies with Obama, buddies with Smollett, buddies with all these people. And she recused herself, but then still dropped the charges. So they just do whatever they want. They're lawless. And they've gotten away with it so long, they think they can just get even more brazen about it. And that's what's frightening. Here's Rahm Emanuel.
This is a whitewash of justice. A grand jury could not have been clearer. To then say not only is the cost, $10,000 doesn't come cost financially, but all the other repercussions of this decision it made, to me, where is the accountability in the system? You cannot have, because of a person's position, one set of rules apply to them, and another set of rules apply to everybody else. In another way, you're seeing this play out in the universities, where people pay extra to get their kids a special position in universities. Now you have a person, because of their position and background, who's getting treated in a way that nobody else would ever, sorry about that, would, don't get near, I'm doing near my sermon here, that would ever get close to this type of treatment. Our officers did hard work day in and day out, countless hours, working to unwind what actually happened that night. The city saw its reputation dragged through the mud, but I remind everybody it was not just the officer's work. That work, a piece of that work, was shown to a grand jury, and they made a decision based on only a sliver of the evidence. And as I remember correctly, somebody wanted to have that evidence in the day, and as the superintendent said, their day in court, so all the evidence could be made public. because of the judge's decision, none of that evidence will ever be made public. None of it. This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice and sends a clear message that if you're in a position of influence and power, you'll get treated one way. Other people will be treated another way. There is no accountability then in the system. It is wrong. Full stop.
So even incredibly corrupt people like Emanuel know you can't defend this. The whole thing's illegal. You've got Obama's fingerprints all over it. When we come back, I've got really where this is all going. What I've been saying since last Friday, what I've been saying today, is that it's because Obama is running these operations with the deep state. And Trump was asked about it just yesterday, and he said, yeah, we're obviously thinking this is Obama. I don't want to say that, but that's what we think. You can put two and two together. We'll get his actual quote. When we come back, I'll then give the number out. We'll take a lot of calls today. We have a bunch of big guests I haven't even told you about either that are going to be coming up. But I cannot overstate what a big moment this is. They have gone way too far. They have gotten away with so much that everyone I know is turning against the left right now, including their own people. And they're eating their own. And this is a very dangerous period, though, because you don't know what they're going to pull next. These people are entitled and they're crazy and they stage stuff. Just this weekend, I had people threaten me and stalk me and then edit video with mainstream media to say I stalked them. And mainstream media will not link to our raw footage that proves the truth.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You found it, the tip of the spear, the front lines of the information war. On this Wednesday, March 27th, 2019, transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take your calls throughout the rest of the 3.5 hours we left in this broadcast. We also have a bunch of big guests that I'll tell you about at the start of the next segment. But let me get back to Jussie Smollett. This is bigger than the TV show Empire. It's bigger than the ridiculous actor. It's bigger than the false flag he ran. It's about the corporate system protecting him. It's about the fact that Obama is clearly involved, along with the producers and others from the intel we have, in basically green-lighting this. And when the letter that he staged against himself didn't work, things had to be upped. And now we see Empire writers taunt Smollett critics, slam Chicago journalists, and even the police are being taunted by Smollett. You reported a bunch of false information, they say. They're now on a high horse. So not content to slink away and have the charges dropped and his record wiped clean, reportedly other pending crimes wiped clean as well, we have to be taunted. That's the nature of this arrogant, narcissistic psychosis that we're facing by these people, because they've gotten away with it so many times. Why not? Any other conservative who got caught wearing blackface or in a KKK outfit would be out of office, but not the governor of Virginia. Hell, he can talk about keeping babies alive and selling their organs, because he's a Democrat. He's above the law. Hillary can have thousands of illegal emails and a server and be on the payroll of foreign governments. That's all okay, because she's part of the anointed Chicago club, particularly. You're from Yale, you're from Harvard, you're from New York City, from the elites, you're from the Chicago elites, you're from the LA elites. You can do anything you want. You can buy your kid a front row seat in college, and a lot of times the college even gives you a scholarship back as a kickback. It's incredible. And that's the religion of the left, is creating guilt and rubbing those of us that actually have a conscience noses in these imaginary crimes that we have supposedly committed. But it goes back to Obama. That's what I told you a month ago, is it's being investigated, the connection between Obama and the cover-up initially of this case that Ms. Fox tried. And now it comes out. She recused herself, put herself back in. This Obama lawyer is involved. Of course, because Obama was involved with his foundation and groups directing all this race baiting. Obama got caught having the Justice Department on the ground trying to stage riots with Trayvon Martin in the aftermath. And in Ferguson. And that whole thing, it came out in documents, was being funded by Soros. So of course this is going on. And it's come out in mainstream news that Soros Foundation, if you put it back on screen, I'll tell radio listeners about it, that Soros is heavily involved in financing the whole thing. So when you talk about Obama and Soros, they're interchangeable. Ann Coulter, Jussie Smollett prosecutor, a George Soros puppet. And then she recused herself because the police were investigating her. Then she jumped back in and let him off. That itself is criminal. This is scary, folks. And they've got so much dirt on other people in Chicago, they think they're going to be protected. They think they're going to be safe. It's wild. But it shows the hubris. It shows the delusion. It shows how far these people are willing to go. Blasey Ford and all those women admitting it was fake. And all the other false flags and all the other staged events. And it just shows you where this culture is going. And we've got to ask ourselves, how do we counter it? And what do you think is going to come out of it? Because since the Russiagate hoax imploded, it's 10 times worse, in my estimation, than them saying 98% chance Hillary would win in the New York Times and CNN, pulling that number out of their rear end. It's incredibly worse. And the numbers show it. Imploding ratings at CNN. Imploding ratings at MSNBC. They don't know what to do because their ratings were basically dead. And then Trump got in the lead, won. Their ratings bounced a little bit. That's a dead cat bounce. Wasn't even a third of their former greatness. And then now that the whole Russiagate telling their viewers for years that Russians had taken over and their cult-like viewers believed it, and now it's not true? They don't know what to do. But see, with the viewers of MSNBC and CNN, most of them know it's a fraud. They're just political ideologues. They just want to be in power. And they live vicariously through their parties and through the mainstream media. It's all about their envisioned superiority. And so it's not really about how they now know they've been lied to. It's that they say, wait, MSNBC and CNN and NPR can't deliver us power. They can't deliver us bigger welfare checks and bigger government jobs to rule over the rest of the people in flyover country. That's why they're so upset. That's why they're so mad. I'm at a chicken place that has oysters. My wife wants some oysters Saturday night. They walk by, we're sitting three times, and say, we're going to get you, F you, eat crap, all this other mean stuff. I walk outside, they're waiting for me, screaming and yelling and cussing at me. I have to walk past them. I finally yell back at them. They edit the tape, and the news runs it all over the country. Top story on Reddit, bunch of fake newspapers, saying Jones just randomly starts screaming at people. You know, like, how do they all unify and engage in something like that? Because they watch mainstream media. They're learning how to do this. Every New York Times reporter I've talked to has lied about what I said. All of them. You have to understand, folks, they all know they're liars. They all know their job is to kill the truth. They all know they're anti-American. They know they're on the Chi-Com payroll. They know. They believe the deep state was going to win. But now, 2.5 years in, nothing they do works anymore. And so they're starting to panic. They don't know what to do. Their whole identity is how they're part of this powerful socialist communist takeover. Half the shirts the people were wearing that screamed at me and said, you know, kill the rich and all this stuff, were women socialists and all these Democratic Party AOC groups. They believe this is their time. They believe this is their takeover. They believe that they have a right to rule you and your children and what you say and what you do and how you talk. And by God, they're going to do it. Except it's not working because the more they push, the stronger we get. So now they're going to get more violent. They're going to get more crazy. But you got to know, they're going to export what they've done at universities and in big mainstream media where they stage events against themselves. And they're going to export it to your church, to your police department, to your town. And you've got to be on the watch. They're not going to stop false flags. They're going to intensify them. So you get ready. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. Any subject you want to talk about, you're welcome. And I'd like to talk about Smollett, the Russiagate. What are they going to pull next? What do you think's coming down the road? Please comment on that. Then you can bring up a secondary item. But please, humor me with that. We'll be right back. NewsWars.com. the globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, there's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay. One of our producers, Scott, has done a lot of research on Smollett. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit this, actually, at the start of the next segment, because I'm aware of it all, but I want to reread one of the documents I didn't have a chance to during the break. I read, scanned over the other four or five. But here's the bottom line. I'll break it down next segment. Everybody keeps asking how Kim Fox, the head Cook County state attorney, said she recused herself but then didn't and then dropped the charges. And we went and got the court documents and the state law. She lied. She never recused herself. You got to appoint a special counsel when you do that. None was appointed. The papers weren't filed. None of it was done. She's engaged in massive fraud. These people are crazy. They're crazy. But it's just like D.C., where Obama goes, oh, my God, looks like he's going to win the nomination. Start spying on him. Oh, my gosh, he won. Spy on him even more. Find something on him. Make something up. Create fake dossiers with the Russians to then set Trump up further and then harass everybody, including myself. They use the pretext to go after me with federal dollars that Obama assigned in the Defense Authorization Act of 2016 into 17 to go after myself and others in the independent press that support Trump with the excuse saying we're connected to Russians with no evidence. And then that's what I'm still enjoying the tail end of is CIA Defense Department funding to destroy myself and my family. Yeah, they put an article up from 2012, back when Obama first started that type of stuff, but you can pull up the Zero Edge article, the best one, about the Obama creates his own Ministry of Truth, Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law. The reason I talk about this every day is that's the instrument through which I have been tortured. But not as bad as Roger Stone, who's being railroaded and can't speak. Not as bad as Paul Manafort. Not as bad as Carter Page. Not as bad as the Trump family. All of them have had giant magnifying glasses put on them, incredible lies. It has been hell. And justice states that they need to get in trouble for what they have done. Because it's been rough. And the IRS got away with persecuting over 10,000 conservative groups, over 100,000 conservatives. And I'll never forget watching MSNBC like 10 years ago. It made me so mad. That's when I went, wow, they're consciously evil. I was so naive back then. I thought some of them just believed their own bull. And they go, of course we're auditing and arresting members of the Tea Party. They deserve to be shut down. They're racist. Just because you're pro-free market and like America and don't hate the police and like the military and like, you know, the trains arriving on time. Just because you're not out to get the country and don't want the IRS persecuting everybody, well, you need to go to jail. And so now it's, hey, let's turn the CIA loose on people. See how Trump supporters like that. Because it hadn't just been me. Let me tell you, it's been rough for everybody. It's been rough for Sean Hannity. It's been rough for Tucker Carlson. It's been rough for basically anybody you can imagine. And guess what it did to all those people? It didn't make them back down. It didn't make them shut up. It radicalized them. And now you got a bunch of Alex Joneses on your hands. That didn't work like you thought it would, you authoritarian jerks. Because if people come after you, you back down. You keep your head down. We don't do that. And so I've had my issues with some of the mainline conservatives. They're not mainline conservatives anymore. They're Americans. They're Americana. They're 1776ers. They're 3%ers back from the dead. That's what this is. You think I'm looking for some big fight with the globalists? You think I like to be pig-headed and do all this? No. But they're bad people, and we can't back down. And their intimidation has the opposite effect on me. Sometimes I can be really tired and exhausted, even have a cold, have a fever. And then they try to run me down and try to crush me and my family and my country, and all of a sudden, my fever goes away. I mean, I can literally will a fever to go away if I'm pissed off. All I got to do is think about my kids. And I can literally be, you know, throwing up and just turn it off. And anybody could do that if you get focused and go through the fear and stop giving in to these damn globalists and their intimidation. So what if they attack us? So what if they lie about us? They're the criminals, not us. There have been over 100 articles in the last day saying that I made this poor Sandy Hook father, a neuroscientist, commit suicide. And they are very deceptive. They do things like, the Monday morning, they were saying, he's dead from a gunshot wound, we don't know. And I'm reading the first article, going, well, we don't know, is this going to be investigated? And then later they go, oh, apparent suicide. But by law, you still investigate that, that's why there's a coroner. They spun that Jones spins new conspiracy theory, weaves new conspiracy theory, and says that somebody killed this guy. I didn't say that. And then, let's play this clip, then I'll play the president. Connecticut senator condemns Alex Jones, and see, notice, since people gave in to me being censored, Facebook, Google, after-school shooting victim suicide. And you notice the latest thing from the Georgetown free speech clinic that's suing me, trying to shut down the First Amendment. They're now saying they're going to sue Google because a father of the newscaster that got shot a few years ago on tape, he says other people keep uploading it. Well, they take it down, but other people keep uploading it. It's whack-a-mole. How is that their fault? You're trying to get rid of Section 230. And Google and others have been giving in to you, getting rid of their own Section 230. They're being set up. Just like the EU just got rid of Section 230. They just passed a law to get rid of Section 230 yesterday, which will end the Internet as we know it. And big tech has walked right into the trap. And so because they didn't defend me from the establishment and old dying media that's in a coalition to make big tech do what they want, because you didn't defend me, well, I was domino number one, dumbass. And now it's you, big tech. Now they're coming for you. And then they say that it's our fault this guy committed suicide. It's the mainstream media bringing up all the dead kids constantly, saying we say they didn't die, constantly saying Sandy Hook, constantly calling the parents, constantly trying to go get interviews with them. I've never been to Connecticut. I've never sent investigators there. I've never tried to get them to come talk to me. I've said for years I thought it happened. But in my name, you keep terrorizing the parents so that when they commit suicide, you can blame me. But see, that's the cost of freedom. We got to deal with this level of Democrat, Senator Chris Murphy, literally all over different TV channels, saying this. Here it is.
Well, listen, I mean, I'll use his name. We're talking about Alex Jones, and the fact of the matter is that the companies that allow people like him, conspiracy theorists, to be able to purvey lies have a responsibility. There is no constitutional duty on an internet company to allow somebody to terrorize parents of mass tragedies like Alex Jones did for so long. The Newtown families are proceeding with a court case to try to hold him accountable, the companies that allow for this nonsense, this garbage, to be spread out over the internet have a responsibility and a duty themselves to do something earlier than they did in the case of InfoWars.
So they want the president, like New Zealand, to just shut all speech down. Babies in incubators didn't happen. Launched a war that killed millions. Smollett didn't happen. WMDs didn't happen. This whole lie about the Russiagate didn't happen. The women have said it's fake. Almost all of them. Kavanaugh, they never met Kavanaugh. But because you guys lie so much, we're not allowed to even question. That's what you're really saying, you un-American dirtbag, Chris Murphy. That's all this is they want us shut down, and they're scared because they know they don't have a real case. They want to try it at the court of public opinion. We'll be back with your phone call. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain and
and my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptide from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friends, pretty good friends of the son. Old Shooter's defending me against censorship. Appreciate that, Shooter. By the way, usually the son isn't as good as the father. But Shooter is as good as his dad, but an even wider range of types of music. But you see that with old Hank Williams Jr. too. Those old apples didn't fall too far from that dirt tree. I think the globalists have figured out, too, their attacks on us, their attacks on me are an attack on you. I'm not just saying that for solidarity. That's the damn truth. Is that they got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. And that's the thing about, I like cats. I like dogs better, but my wife's got a cat, and one of my daughters wanted a cat. And they're both males, and they started fighting. And usually they fight every once in a while at nights when it happens over a little bit of food left in the dish or something. They're both fat. That's all they do is beg for food. Two fat tabbies, two Garfields. And I went to separate them. And the younger one still jumped on the older one. It's like 14-pound gigantic tabby. It tore the hell out of my arm just with its back claws getting away. And could you imagine actually having a tiger by the tail? Didn't really hurt, though. And I walk in the bathroom, there's just blood just spilling out of my arm. People always ask, what is that, self-harming? Some form of, like, native art? No, it's what a 14-pound Garfield does to you. So I couldn't imagine having a real tiger by the tail. I guess they're rolling video of some crazy person that's got a tiger by the tail. Look, I'm going to go to John and Reagan and Kelvin and Lee and Jeff and Alden and Aaron and Jefferson and Johnny as soon as we start the next hour. And I'm a little bit behind on a lot of things here that are really, really important. Faith Goldie, beautiful, smart, amazing. She got beat up by leftists yesterday. We're going to show you that photo. She's going to join us. Mike Adams is going to be in studio. So you definitely don't want to miss that on a host of issues. And then Mike Adams will be hosting the fourth hour. So again, you do not want to miss any of that important information today. That is going to be absolutely critical. And I do intend to have the phones open throughout that entire period of transmission. The latest news I got, here's my problem. I don't like the news being about me. I'd rather be it about our successes. Like, oh, look, another country just got out of the clutches of communism or socialism or fascism or authoritarianism and became a capitalist, prosperous nation on the path to success. I'd rather be reporting on things like that. But in this weird universe, they have made me front and center. And just in the last few minutes, more articles have come out. I mean, I can't even keep track of this anymore. So let me just reset here for a moment. You know what? I need a second before I get into this. And I said I'd play this in the first and second segment. I didn't. It's pretty big news, the president pointing out that, of course, it's Obama that directed the national security investigation of the Trump campaign and tried to meddle in the election. It wasn't the Russians. It was the Democratic Party. And now they tried to overturn for 2.5 years. A democratically elected president and the voters will. And it is treason. The president also said that 2 days ago. But yesterday, he got asked about who's behind this, and obviously it is Obama. Here it is.
I don't think they're talking about impeachment. We have the greatest economy we've ever had. Our country is in incredible shape. They and others created a fraud in our country with this ridiculous witch hunt. Where it was proven very strongly, no collusion, no obstruction, no nothing. We are doing so well. We've never probably had a time of prosperity like this. It's been great.
Do you think the people who want to be investigated in your campaign of treasonous acts, how yeah. high up do you think it went?
I think it went very high up. I think what happened is a disgrace. I don't believe our country should allow this ever to happen again. This will never happen again. We cannot let it ever happen again. It went very high up, and it started fairly low, but with instructions from the high up. This should never happen to a president again. We can't allow that to take place. I don't want to say that, but I think you know the answer. Who said what?
While the Mueller report said funny Obama.
While Mueller report was great, it could not have been better. It said no obstruction, no collusion. It could not have been better.
Think about this. In just the last few months, we've seen the majority of the women that said that Chief Justice, start over. There's just so many points I want to make here. In just the last few months, we've seen Justice Kavanaugh vindicated, and the majority of women that came out and said that he raped them said that they never met him. We've seen Jussie Smollett caught red-handed in an open-and-shut case, staging the attack on himself. Oh, my God. It's just so incredible, isn't it? Well, I'll just get to it later. I'll just cover it later. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I try hard, though. I don't feel sorry for myself, but I try hard. It's that there's no attention span anymore. Like, people don't have memories. It's frightening. Nobody has memories anymore. Or any type of good memory. Hell, mine's not like it used to be. It used to be photographic. But I'll try to lay it out again later. Maybe. I'll try again later. But the point is that we've seen a lot of lying by the establishment, a lot of bad things they've done. And the good news is that the people see through it. And if you look at the different compilations that are out there, we'll show you one from DrudgeReport.com here in a moment, the different compilations that are out there of the Democrats saying that Trump was a Russian agent and a traitor and he was going to go to jail and all his supporters were really Russian agents and he didn't win the election and treason had been committed. And then how they're having to respond to it later, we can put it up on screen, DrudgeReport.com. You can see the middle column compilation that Darren McBreen put together there on the site. Russia Fail, Ultimate Media Compilation. You can see it at InfoWars.com. Watch the Ultimate Russiagate Hoax Compilation. I like Drudge's headline better. Let's just change ours to Drudge's headline. So great job, Drudge, for that. Thank you so much. You know, sometimes I do this on air. Usually the show is teleprompter-free. It's always teleprompter-free, but I get distracted by what gets put on screen because they're throwing up stuff to go along with what I'm saying. They're just doing random searches, and then I kind of can't help but read what's on it. But there's a film being put out about all the hoaxes the media has put out, and they want a three-minute clip of me talking about them all. I don't have a script. So I was going to try this segment just to do the 3 minutes live, rattling off just some of the massive hoaxes of the last few years that mainstream media and the Democrats put out. And it gives me a headache to try to just think of them all or line them all up in my head. And then all they asked for was that there not be any graphics or any other B-roll while I did that so they could add the B-roll themselves. I probably wasn't clear with the crew. That's why I was like, okay, now let's start. And wait, let's stop. Because usually the show is not scripted like Fox News or CNN or most radio shows, which is fine. People need to script things out so they're more cohesive and coherent. It's just that I tend to be so busy that I tend to double down and do multiple things at one time and even direct my own show live from the chair, which nobody else in their right mind would do. So it's an extremely stressful job. I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. Just please remember, if you want to keep hearing this show on air, pray for us. We're praying for you. Support our local affiliates. Support their sponsors. Let them know you support it. And it's really been helping. We're getting a lot of new affiliates. A lot of shows have us on. Stations have us on late at night. Now they move us into prime time. Just keep doing that. You're doing a great job. And please don't forget, store-wide free shipping. And the biggest sale ever, 50 to 60% off on all the supplements. But it's got to end. There's a bunch of things like the fish oil and even X2 and even X3 and bodies and the bone broth and super silver wound gel are all very close to selling out. So those will be pulled soon.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.